This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
That brings us to 542. For today on Twitter, we're talking about how fashion trends can make it more difficult to get the clothes you need.
So this comes from somebody named Danny, who says, unpopular opinion, people have every right to be afraid of certain fashion trends coming back. It's not just a matter of you don't have to wear it, because 99% of stores will start to only carry that item. A prime example is how basically every shirt these days is cropped. I've been trying to find dressier shirts to wear to work or when I go out, and literally everything is either cropped or a button down. So yeah, trends unfortunately do matter, and they make a difference when you shop.
So this has led to many people sharing their own opinions and their own experiences about this, right? Like how when something is in fashion, that's often the only thing of that type you can get when you go shopping. And if that's not what you want, you can actually end up having quite a frustrating experience. I mean, I used to have this with jeans, because at one point it was always boyfriend jeans, I think, that were in style, and I wanted just regular fitted ones. And you have to go to like how many different shops to be able to find one?
Yes. So I think that some trends are less friendly than others, right? So I think that particularly when it comes to things like crop tops, where if we look at the tweets, a lot of people are talking about trying to find clothes for work, for example, where that's really not the generally not the desired look, perhaps not even dress code compliant. So yeah, I do think the other part of it that is important is how much of the market then gets immediately flooded with these clothes. Because it isn't an exaggeration, right? I do think that when something like boyfriend jeans or skinny jeans or crop tops or slim cut shirts, you know, it cuts across genders. When something like that is on trend, it's almost as if it becomes the default item. And then there's no way that you can find whatever it was that you were looking for before until you wait out the, I don't know, 3 month, 6 month cycle.
So if we look at the tweets, All the Rage says, it's the same thing with dresses. Everything has an open body cut or just something. Like, I just want a normal dress.
Yeah, I hear you on this one. Hello Hez says, if they bring back low-cut jeans, I'm afraid I might have to interfere, which is... Interfere sounds quite foreboding. Meanwhile, we have Noor Shafiq, who says, I was waiting for this one. This is so infuriating. Trends these days make it impossible to shop. It's not inclusive. It's completely disassociated from the reality we live in. And it's impossible to express yourself freely through fashion. Could talk about this forever.
I think that is true, right? Unless you're actually willing to either pay a lot to go to specific stores that cater to what you might want, or if you have the time to just go to store after store after store, I feel like it does become a little bit of a chore. Otaku says, menswear now is slim fit, and that has made buying clothes even more expensive. I'm 5 feet and stocky, and since the pandemic, I've gained 18 kilos. I can't shop at big and tall stores because everything's too big and long, but I can't shop at other stores because nothing fits right. The slim fit shirt is something that I've heard a surprising number of men complain about, because not everyone likes that.
That plus I think the fit of shorts, perhaps because of the country we live in and the fact that it's often very hot and muggy, but people don't necessarily want short shorts or slim cut shorts, and that can sometimes be the thing that is most present in stores. We do, however, have some pushback to this perspective. So Damon Confuse says, you don't have to wear or follow a single trend. When you develop an identity and style, you won't have these issues, so start there, which is quite a pointed remark, I think.
Yes. Yes, right. I think, of course, there are options, but I don't think it's always that easy. So let's see. We have Vic, who says, not every shirt is cropped. If you have a problem with normal stores, go thrifting. Not everyone should cater to you. But see, I would argue that sometimes it feels like everyone doesn't cater to you at all, which I think is also frustrating.
Which is what Snagglefruit is saying, who says, I love the comments about how you can just thrift. Yeah, sure. Good luck finding plus size clothing at a thrift store in the first place, but especially when battling fashion trends that you don't like. Tiffany, meanwhile, goes back to the other perspective and says, you're just exaggerating. Even if stores stopped carrying X item, you can still shop vintage, thrift, buy secondhand pieces. Not everything is cropped. I've bought several shirts that were pretty normal recently. People just want to complain.
Well, we'd like to hear from you. Do you have trouble buying clothes with the recent trends being what they are? We're talking about this because a tweet has gone viral talking about how when something comes into fashion, often that's the only thing you can find in stores. So let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It's 5:51. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And earlier on today on Twitter, we were discussing, well, trends that are not quite friendly, I suppose. We've been talking about how when something comes into style, often shops only offer that style, which may not be the best if you don't want that. So we've been asking you, have you been having trouble buying clothes with recent trends being what they are? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's start with some messages on trends.
Yes. So let's see. We've got Lily who says the crop top trend is everywhere. Last Christmas, I ordered what I thought was a decent looking shirt for my 70-year-old uncle online. It ended up being a crop top. It was too late to exchange for something else. I just gave it to him anyway. He probably thinks I gave him an old shrunken t-shirt.
My gosh, I don't know, except that I both love that story and I feel like I'm about to lose it because like I feel giggles coming on.
So this reminds me of all those stories of people who bought what they thought was like a full-size rug and then they get a dollhouse rug or they thought
expectation
they were buying
reality, right?
Yes.
Except I want the before and after picture. I really do for this one. Like uncle wearing the crop top is the cutest thing in my head.
Yes, I agree. And you know, uncle, if you love your niece, it's really about the thought, you know, that's what it comes down to. But yeah, I think the everywhereness of it is what makes it tricky.
We have Li Ling saying, why the need to buy clothes so often? All these fast fashion trends contribute to landfills. Buy something a bit more expensive and better quality and they'll go a long way.
Ah, so I agree with this. I mean, broadly speaking, I think that we have had a lot of conversations on our show about fast fashion and the difficulties surrounding that. And I do agree with it. However, I think that for people who are, for example, just needing enough clothes to wear to work, I'm not necessarily thinking that everybody starts from the position of you know, banning fast fashion. I certainly think that when you have the resources to, it's not a bad idea at all. But in general, though, for people who just need clothes, right? I mean, where's really the first port of call going to be more often than not? And I don't know. I'm not the most comfortable saying that shouldn't be the case as a sort of blanket statement.
And also, I mean, even with basics, the trends really do impact the availability, right? Even things like jeans or shoes or t-shirts. I think when a particular thing is in style, it is actually quite difficult to find. My example with the jeans or the tweet about men's shirts always being a particular style, I think even when you might only buy them occasionally, it becomes quite frustrating.
And that might be true even for sustainable brands. Mm. Because after all, you're going to but many brands are often still driven by trend.
We have Delma who says, I'm both upset and amused that part of the shopping ritual now involves scanning a dress for holes or cutouts in the torso area. 80% of H&M looks like it came from the set of Euphoria. I can't wait for us to move on from this crop top and holes in weird places trend, though I suspect that as I get older and trends become more dictated by TikTok, I may just naturally cease to become part of the target market for high fashion brands.
I feel like there's always a swing back. And this is something that we keep seeing with trends, right? So like perhaps after this, it's going to be the antithesis of holes and cutouts, more fabric. I don't know. But we do often see trends swing back completely. So who knows? Who knows? Although you're right, that perhaps if this is successful, if this is what people want to buy, I don't know. We may see that continuing for some time. I'm hoping that's not the case, hence my argument for more fabric, but who knows?
Meanwhile, Eric says, hence why I only shop in and then names a particular store my one-stop shop.
I know a lot of people who feel this way. And this shop in question is also a particularly good for basics kind of shop. That's how it's perceived. So I understand that sentiment. Meanwhile, Lee Jun says, the best fashion trend for me as a healthcare worker was doctors wearing scrubs to work. Now I don't need to crack my skull about what to wear, what to mix and match. It's monotonous. It gives me pride to wear scrubs that has my initials and my title. Also gave a side income to patients who are handy with needle and thread. It's simple. No need to iron. It withstands machine washing. Please support local instead of splurging at overseas fashion brands. And goes on to say, I admit it gives me pride to wear scrubs that has my initials and title on it.
I will say, as much as I like getting dressed up to go to work, and you know, there are days when I really enjoy putting a lot of thought into it, I realize how much headspace I had in school when I could just put on a uniform and go. And I sometimes miss that. There are many days where I just wish I didn't have to think about this.
I get that. You know, but that's where I suppose capsule wardrobes come in, right? Where you might not necessarily have something like scrubs or a uniform, but you know, this is why people start, that's why there are numerous articles, YouTube videos, what have you, all extolling the virtues or teaching you how to come up with one.
Keep those thoughts coming. Have you been having trouble buying clothes with recent trends being what they are? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.